Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her, and it is my delight to serve this vibrant and incredibly alive congregation. And I just want to let you know that every one of you is welcome here. You're welcome here if this is your very first time. You're welcome here if you've been coming for 50 years. You're welcome if you ran here on little feet. If you walked slowly with pain in your hips and knees, you are so welcome here. You're welcome if you're just so excited about the holiday season and are really engaging with it this year. And you're welcome if it seems really horrible. You're welcome if you're crying because somehow you woke up from your nap in a strange place. Everyone is welcome. So I have a few announcements. If you are new and a visitor, we are so excited to have you. We have coffee downstairs afterwards for everyone. There's also coffee, time to discuss the service and be with others online. You can click on the link in your order of service that came in your email. If you're a visitor, there's little pieces of paper in the chairs in front of you that you can fill out, and then you can get on our email list so you can get the links to online, and you can get our announcements and find out all the ways to engage with our community. This week I want everyone to know that there's going to be a special holiday Vesper service on Friday night, on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here in the church. It won't be online, it will just be here. And it's a service, if you're needing some quiet time during this, just to be in the quiet and darkness, if you're struggling this year with grief or loss, if the season feels particularly hard, which it really can for a lot of people, you are welcome to come to that service and just have some quiet, reflective time for grieving and finding yourself. So please, and if you want to know really what's happening on our service, our congregation, you need to read the e-blast that comes every week and click on the announcements at the end of the e-blast or the announcements in your order of service to find out even more things. We're a very vibrant community. Much is going on here. Lots of ways to engage. So welcome to you all. And we will start our service. We're very special. This is our chorister Christmas service. We're going to be hearing a lot of music. And we begin with our first piece, Out of the Stars. Thank you. Our chalice lighting, and I will invite Lucy up to light our chalice this morning. We light this chalice. Thank you, Lucy. We light this chalice as a symbol of our faith. We light this chalice for the miracle of the oil that burned for 8 days and nights, and for all the Jewish people who are celebrating Hanukkah this week. We light this chalice to mark the nights of midwinter. Match problem? So we light this chalice to mark the nights of midwinter as we wait for the sun to return and the birth of a child who reminded the world as an adult that love is both mysterious and powerful. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and what is wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love one another and each other. We will now rise for our opening hymn. It's 398 in your hymnals, but it's also going to be on the words. Gathered here. John will lead it for us.
Together.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near.
Now read. The stars who sing from a distant place. Yes, you are alone in your orbit as we are. Yes, your light burns fiercely as ours. The thin wind of loneliness may howl around you, suck the breath from your fire. But look before you and behind you. Look above you and below you. See how many other hearts are burning as brightly as yours. We are the stars. We sing with our light. in our vast, brilliant constellations, alone, together.
Now it's time for all ages. We'll have the children stay in their seats this morning. You Are Stardust by Ellen Kelsley and the artworks by So-In Kim. You are stardust. Every tiny atom in your body came from a star that exploded long before you were born. You started life as a single cell. So did all other creatures on Earth. Like fish deep in the ocean, you called salt water home. You swam inside the salty sea of your mother's womb. Salt still flows through your veins, your sweat, your tears. The sea within you is as salty as the ocean. The water swirling in your glass once filled puddles where dinosaurs drank. Every ocean, to sky, to land, and back again, the same water has been quenching thirst for millions of years. You learn to speak the same way baby birds learn to sing by chatting with your parents. Ma, 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 tweet, tweet, tweet. Be still. Be still. Listen, like you, the earth breathes. Your breath is alive with the promises of flowers. Each time you blow a kiss in the world, you spread pollen that might grow to be a new plant. Inside your brain, electricity stronger than lightning powers your every thought. You sneeze with the force of a tornado. Wind rockets from your nose quicker than a cheetah sprints. You grow at night when your bones are resting, just like the sheep you count to help you sleep. You may sprout even taller in the spring and summer, just like your garden. Your hair falls like autumn leaves. You tend to shed the most hair in early autumn and save your thickest growth for the heart of winter. Your body constantly changes. Your body constantly changes. New cells line your stomach every 3 days. You'll replace your skin 100 times before you're 10. Just as forests grow new trees in place of old ones, you grow entirely new skeletons throughout your life. If you were a planet, you'd be a lot like the Earth. Rainforests on land and algae in oceans are the Earth's lungs. From your head to your toes, inside and out, billions of teeny, tiny microorganisms live on the planet that is you. You know how it feels to be a good friend, and so do other animals. Bats and sperm whales get their friends to babysit. Elephants remain best buddies for life. You, me, and birds flying through the rainforest, we're all connected. We are all nature. We are all stardust.
So how about naming mystery? What is mysterious about existence? What mystery makes you smile? What mystery makes you seek? What mystery do you dream and yearn for? You can hold your answers close or speak them words into this shared breath of this community, to those questions. We are woven together with all of existence. Humans are flimsy creatures, really. We need clothing and shelter, complicated food to survive. Alone, we are helpless. We are made to give and receive. Our life energy flows towards others, and their life energy flows back toward us. Giving, receiving, giving, receiving. This is the nature of existence, to share and flourish together. Each week, as we gather to give shape to what we find most worthy, we practice generosity. We practice giving away our life energy. We remember that giving of our time, energy, talent, and resources is what makes life flourish and makes love possible. We will now give and receive this morning's offering, and our ushers will now come. Now please join me in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. You can read the words here. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all of those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others.
Now is the time when we contemplate our joys and our sorrows. We begin with this poem by the Reverend Lynn Unger. I don't need to tell you, this world is hard and getting harder. We thought it would be better than this, more sensible, more neatly worked out, more righteous, according to our impeccable analysis of what righteousness should look like. And yet, here we are. No good pretending it isn't both a slog and a crisis. which is to say wearing on every last nerve. And still, when you least expect it, you find yourself ambushed by Joy, who, tail whipping and ears slicked back to her head, launches herself into your lap, leaving you breathless and covered with kisses. So this last stone is for all the joys and sorrows that remain in our hearts. And we also add a special remembrance for all the people in the war-torn parts of our world.
My blood doth rise in the roots of yon oak. Her sap doth run in my veins. Boundless my soul, like the open sky, the stars forever have lain. Where the stars, where the stars, where the stars forever have lain. My hands hold the weavings of time without end. My sight as deep as the sea. Beating my heart sounds the measures of old, that of love's eternity. That of love, that of love, that of love's eternity. I feel the tides as they answer the moon, rushing on a far distant sand. Winging my song is the wind of my breast, and my love blows over the land. And my love, and my love, and my love blows over the land. My foot carries days of the old into new. Our dreaming shows us the way. Wondrous our face settles deep in the earth, rising green to bring a new day. Rising green, rising green, rising green.
This is the season by Jacob Trapp. This is the season when the child in the heart of us all awakens and embers of long forgotten dreams are blown into flame. The tramp of the legions is stilled. The Caesars lie in the dust, but the light from that humble stable shines warm and bright. Something old and almost lost amid the clutter of the years is calling from the skies and across the fields of snow. The night winds are stilled, and in the darkened heavens the stars foretell of lengthening days and the birth of spring after the winter's cold. This is the sign that the light of hope, which shines in the dimness of our broken dreams, will never fade or die. Oh, stretch your hands, palsied by fear, and with the simple trust of the child. Grasp another's hand and walk the way together. Though the darkness press in upon us and the promise of Christmas comes, like an echo of music upon the wind, let our hearts remember that lovingness, that loveliness, and that light.
Oh, my God, we
What We Want by Linda Pastan. What we want is never simple. We move among the things we thought we wanted. A face, a room, an open book. And these things bear our names. Now they want us. But what we want appears in dreams, wearing disguises. We fall past holding out our arms, and in the morning our arms ache. We don't remember the dream, but the dream remembers us. It is there all day, as an animal is there, under the table, as the stars are there, even in full sun. We came from the stars. Our atoms flew across the universe seeking connection. And so they came to life. We came to life. Our bodies developed delicately balanced to live on the earth with all other life, responding to the day and the night, responding to the seasons. We learned to love. Our mammal bodies yearning to nestle close, to protect, to whisper dreams. We learned to wonder. Our heads and hearts filled with dreams. So many dreams, so many longings. Our arms reaching out until they ache. And how did we learn to love? How did we come to learn to dream? The mystery. Dreams of peace, of love, of joy, of goodwill to all. How did we come to dream such dreams? Dreams that often feel so impossible. How did we come to tell stories of resistance, of a lamp that burns as long as it was needed to burn, of the possibilities of a newborn child, of hope, of love, of light returning? How did we come that we knew we needed to retell the stories winter after winter so we could remember our dreams? We are loving people. We are wondering people. We are dreaming people. We dream that peace is possible, that we can weave all of our goodness together and hold every person with care. We are from the stars.
Please join us in our closing hymn, Da'una Naish. This is a collaboration between a Muslim and a Jewish man that came out of a peace rally back in the time of the Iraq war and the bombings that took place. Right, let's play the last four bars. Here we go. Let us live in peace, let us live in inner peace, let us weave our dreams together, let us die in peace.
Now it's time for us to sit in quiet meditation, reflection, or prayer, as is your tradition. Let us live in peace. Let us live in inner peace. Let us weave our dreams together. Let us die in peace. And let it always be that we hear children speaking to each other across the silence and the distance. Our closing words are from Reverend Sarah York. We receive fragments of holiness, glimpses of the eternity, brief moments of insight. Let us gather them up for the precious gifts that they are, and renewed by their grace, move boldly into the unknown. We extinguish the chalice, but not the vision and compassion of our faith. May they stay with all of us until we meet again. We will now rise to sing Carry the Flame. It is our tradition that the people in the front face the people in the back, and we sing to one another.